بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن من أفضل أيامكم يوم الجمعة فأكثروا فيه الصلاة عليه، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، رواه البخاري رحمه الله. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says that definitely one of your best days, one of the best days for you is the day of Jumu'ah. So send salat, send durood upon me in abundance in it. Now in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is first mentioning a fact, and then in light of the fact, he is giving a command. And the first sentence, the fact is that the day of Jumu'ah is one of your best days. In terms of the days of the week, the Jumu'ah is the undisputed best day. And when it comes to the entire year, there is a difference of opinion. Some ulama of the opinion that no, for when the day of Arafah comes around, then that is better than a day of Jumu'ah. But you can understand the level of virtue of the day of Jumu'ah, that this discussion is even taking place, that the day of Arafah, which comes once in the year, there is a discussion that whether that is more virtuous than or the day of Jumu'ah. The ulama have said that the day of Jumu'ah is more virtuous than both days of Eid. So in this first sentence, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us in general that value the day of Jumu'ah. The day of Jumu'ah should not be an ordinary day. Just like Ramadan should not be an ordinary month, the day of Jumu'ah should not be an ordinary day. That is why many important ibadat we are encouraged to increase on the day of Jumu'ah. You look at tilawah, we are increased, you know, recite Surah Al-Kahf, recite Surah Al-Dukhan. We look at Salah, we are also encouraged with the Salah of Jumu'ah is added. Regarding the Fajr of the day of Jumu'ah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it is the best Salah. If you look at Dhikr, we are commanded to increase your Durood Sharif. And it comes in the hadith that one Ramadan forgives the sins of the past year, since the previous Ramadan. And one Jumu'ah has the same effect since the previous Jumu'ah. And just like there are virtues for passing away in the month of Ramadan, there are also virtues for passing away on the day of Jumu'ah. So in the ahadith, we see a similarity between the month of Ramadan when it comes to months and the day of Jumu'ah when it comes to days of the week. That is why the ulama have said that the day of Jumu'ah, if a person uses it wisely, he makes it valuable, then it leaves its effect spiritually for the next 7 days, for the whole week. And if the month of Ramadan, a person uses it wisely, it leaves its effects for the next 11 months. So just like we give a lot of importance to the month of Ramadan, that it needs to be valued, it has an effect on my life, it's a chance to get back on track. The day of Jumu'ah is the same thing. So you and I, we should, number one, embed this in our heart and mind. And number two, think, how can we use it wisely? How much time can I free up for the sake of Allah? If we are lax with Salah with Jama'ah on the day of Jumu'ah, no Salah should be missed without Jama'ah. We don't get an opportunity to spend extra time in the masjid. On the day of Jumu'ah, take out some extra time. Spend the time between Asr and Maghrib in the masjid. Here in this country, we have our enforced situations. Otherwise, in the subcontinent, even now, just like the annual leave for the Darul Ulooms is Ramadan, the weekly leave is the day of Jumu'ah, for the same reason, that they want to take out time to worship Allah in Ramadan, they also want to take out time to worship Allah on the day of Jumu'ah. So that is the first thing. Inside and outside the month of Ramadan, let us make the day of Jumu'ah valuable. It should not just be that the only thing that is added on the day of Jumu'ah is Salatul Jumu'ah and bas. No, make it valuable. Number one. That is what the first sentence is telling us. Now, in light of that first sentence, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us another piece of advice, which is that because the day of Jumu'ah is especially virtuous, recite Durood Sharif, recite Salat upon me in abundance. Just like Tilawah of the Quran is the special ibadah of the month of Ramadan, that Tilawah should increase in the month of Ramadan, Tilawah should be increased in the month of Ramadan, Tilawah should increase in the month of Ramadan. The same thing applies to Durood Sharif for the day of Jumu'ah, that Durood Sharif should increase on the day of Jumu'ah. So, just like we give importance to increasing tilawah in the month of Ramadan, let us also give importance to increasing Durood Sharif on the day of Jumu'ah. And for that, make a target that, you know, I will recite this with Durood Sharif every Jumu'ah. I previously mentioned that Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud used to encourage some of his students to recite Durood Sharif 1,000 times on the day of Jummah. If a person can do that, alhamdulillah. Otherwise, whatever target, but make a target. And ideally, take out time to recite it. If a person has time, pick up a collection of Durood Sharif. The 40 Durood Sharif, Salat and Salam, is very common. There are other collections as well. Recite that. Let us make the day of Jummah valuable. Some ulama have mentioned that the day of Jummah is the leader of all days. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the leader of all mankind. So that's why we are commanded to connect the two by reciting the Durood Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to value the day of Jummah. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana.